Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Like
I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
So the Guardians made a trade. How do we feel about the Lane Thomas trade?
Well, listen, I think it does a couple things for the Guardians, Nick. It certainly brings them a little more pop in the lineup. It gives them I think they have a hole, frankly, in the middle of the lineup right now. And certainly that this dude's going to come in and hopefully provide some help to that gap. Some versatility, right? I mean, the guy can play center field, can play right field too.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it gives you some stability back there. And it also shows the team like that they're willing to make a move. I mean, I saw Tanner Bibee's comments over the weekend on how excited they are that they made the move and that maybe they're not done making moves. We still have 4 hours left, 3 hours and 49 minutes left.
Everybody but Jose Ramirez was psyched for this move last night. We'll get to the Jose audio at some point because it is absolute gold. You know, it's one of those things where yesterday I was fire and brimstone about, come on, don't make excuses. Don't tell me you tried. Show me the results. Because I think over time that does whittle down and wear on Guardians fans who hear, well, but financial realities. That's not my problem. Well, but the cost of doing business. That's not my problem. I've yet to ever be in a trade deadline where it apparently was easy to make a trade. I've never heard that organization once be like, yeah, it's like shooting fish in a barrel. I throw two prospects over there, I get a good player, throw two prospects over there. So at some point, it's also, the sky is falling, and I don't believe you. So I'll be honest with you, I like the move. Like I said yesterday, I don't love it, I don't hate it. I'm somewhere in the middle on it. I like the outfield versatility that you mentioned. His arm probably stops him from putting him in center field as much as I'd like, because I'd prefer you put him in center field if his arm was strong enough, and then Noel and Brennan are your right field tandem right now, which might not last because who knows if John Kenzie's going to hit enough here, but as of right now, the pop is certainly showing up for the Guardians. But like, that'd be my ideal situation. I think you're going to end up having in right field. He is more of a platoon player. His splits are pretty obvious. At the same point, he's never played in a lineup like this where he's played every day. Meaning, Washington has some nice young bats. They don't have a Jose Ramirez. They don't have a Josh Naylor. They don't have Stephen Kwan leading off for them. So I wonder if maybe those splits can even out a little bit more, because I think he's going to get better pitches the more he plays within this lineup. But at the same point, like, this is a good acquisition. It's a great first start. But if it's all that you do, then it's merely a good decision.
Mm-hmm.
And so this, as of right now, where their deadline plans are, this is enough of a move that you can say they made a move. And they made a move for a guy who probably will be of some consequence in October. That can't be completely, you know, negated. I will say, the people caring about Alex Clemmy or Rafael Ramirez, the junior, or Jose Tania, in a vacuum, I liked each one of those prospects too. The end of the day, I don't know there's been, outside of like Junior Caminero, who got traded to Tampa Bay for Tobias Myers, I've mentioned that a couple times. Outside of that guy, mostly, the Guardians have been really smart about which prospects to move off of and which prospects to not move off of. So as long as Lane Thomas comes out and is your right fielder, or mostly your right fielder, for the next year and a half, then the prospect is going to be what the prospect's going to be. So if they end up being good, as long as Lane Thomas, as long as they pick the right guy to trade those prospects for, it's about what he does, not about what, like, for instance, I mentioned the Junior Caminero thing. I wouldn't give a rip about Junior Caminero if you had traded for a guy that became a starter on your team. If you had traded for a guy who even became a number three starter for your team. Because I'd say, well, you got like 5 years of control on a middle-of-the-road starter. That's a mm-hmm. good acquisition for what is effectively a high lotto ticket. But, dude, people complaining about three prospects. Because here's the thing. Those same people were saying amen to me yesterday when I was going heaven and earth and just fire and brimstone on the Guardians for continuing to push this nonsense about, it's tough to make a trade. Yes, jobs are tough. Yes. Very few jobs in this planet pay what you get paid to be the front office member, the GM, the head of president, baseball operations, whatever. They pay big money for a reason. You have to make big boy decisions. At the same point, some of those same people are saying, I wouldn't have given up Clemmy. Well, then you wouldn't have gotten Lane Thomas.
And now you do. And I think that this is going to be a good move for the Gardos. And I'm really curious to see what happens today, Nick, because they could still use a starting pitcher. And that is still, I think, in play, especially the Guardians now get this game over with and then worry about what's next.
Yeah, this is one of those games where if they could just get a couple more runs, get through the sixth inning, and then rain just really starts falling, just get that easy six-inning dub, they call the game. That's what I'm interested in right now, just getting another easy win here. But what you said, I think, is very true. If this is all you do, I'm going to look at it and say, you did just enough, and you know you did just enough. If you make another move, and here's the thing, I'm not so desperate that it has to be a starting pitcher. Mostly because, like, I think Flaherty is, you know, it's the Dodgers, the Braves, and Yankees that I think are in the running for Flaherty. I don't know you're going to be able to outbid those guys. And, like, if anybody saw the price on Kikuchi yesterday, that dude is not as good as Flaherty, and the price was sky high from Toronto. That's a point where I don't know I want you giving up major league players for a guy that I don't even know is a true rotation upgrade. So if that's not to be done, go find me a really nice high leverage reliever. Find me
Tanner
Scott of Miami. Find me a guy that you can plug into this pen that's going to give you a boost, a shot in the arm, so that in the postseason, that guy actually might matter more than if you get a fifth starter, which I think you already have on the roster in Matthew Boyd. So I'm pretty open, man. Like, it doesn't have to be go trade for Jack Flaherty. Like, I think that's a very narrow way of looking at the deadline. But yeah, the Guardians' work is not done. We should not treat it as being done until 6 o'clock. And if this is all they're going to do, I don't know it's enough. And I think people have asked, well, what if they don't make that move? You're not going to not go to games. That's not the point. Point is, you want to see the investment, and I think the clubhouse wants to see an investment in belief in terms of who you acquire that you can add to guys who can help you go on a World Series run. So this doesn't have to be an or else. I'm not going to be a Guardians fan if they... No, I'm going to be pissed off. I'm going to feel like they didn't seize the moment. And it will absolutely change whether I think they can make a World Series run or not, if they make another move or not, or if they make another one or two moves. Maybe there's another bat still to be had. I don't know. I'm just saying, like, not everything has to be, I'm done being a Guardians fan. No, that's tough talk and nonsense. But they absolutely can still, my expectation is you still make a move. And make a move of consequence that will matter in October.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.